Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Tuesday, February 28th, 2017. As I indicated yesterday at the end of our show yesterday, information is coming in rapidly with this situation with H7N9 in China. The case from Taiwan that was an export from Guangdong province died. We learned about his death overnight. So information is changing rapidly, and I think Dr. Nyman wants to go over what the latest situation is. Dr. Nyman?
Oh, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I'm going to do a real quick update. We actually did one of these yesterday, which was focused on the report that WHO put out indicating that one of the high-path cases, the 43-year-old female, was actually part of a cluster that she did recover. She's from Zhao Ding, and her 45-year-old sister did die, and she had cared for her, and so that was reported. It had been previously reported as a cluster, but then WHO added additional information indicating that the 43-year-old female really was the case that whose sequence had been released and was high path. And so that was the first indication that the high path H7N9 could likely transmit human to human. The sequence from the 45-year-old hasn't been released, and they both actually did have some exposure to poultry, but the fact that the younger sister took care of the older sister and they both ended up with H7N9, it's likely that they were infected by a common source, whether it was her sister or poultry in common, isn't clear, but it seemed likely that both of these cases were the high-path H7N9, and the older sister would be yet another death. And so what's becoming fairly alarming, even though the sample size is still very small, is that there are four known outcomes from the high-path H7N9, and assuming the report from the Guangdong CDC is accurate, reporting the 56-year-old male from Qingyuan is being dead on their characterization sheet, then there'll be four cases with four outcomes, and three out of those four outcomes is death. And so that's a 75% case fatality rate, which is very, very high. And it's a small sample size, but is pretty significant, and there's actually, there are four sequences that have been published, and the take-home message from those four sequences is that if the case has E67K in the PB2, then the outcome is poor. If there really are two cases in Qingyuan of 56-year-old male and a 57-year-old male, then it indicates that one is in critical condition and the other has died, and the other two sequences, one was the import from Taiwan, did have the E67K, and that case also died. Whereas the only survivor did not have that change. That was the younger sister who did get discharged. So there's this correlation that if it's acquired this E67K in the PB2, then the virus grows better at a mammalian temperature, body temperature, even higher in a body that's exposed to the cold air, because your temperature in your upper respiratory tract in your nose or throat would actually be even higher than your body's temperature just from the cold air that you would breathe in if you were outside, would allow for the virus to grow replicate more quickly, because the optimal temperature for the polymerase with that change is at 33 degrees centigrade, and body temperature is 37 degrees centigrade. And both of those temperatures are significantly lower than the optimal temperature for the enzyme if it has an E at position 67, which is actually 41 degrees centigrade, which is the body temperature of a bird. So it's kind of a mammalian adaptation. And if you've got more virus, the virus is able to copy its information more quickly and therefore replicate to a higher viral load, then that's going to, you know, make the battle between the virus and the host immune system more difficult for the host, and could end up with more severe disease. And that's essentially what is being seen. You know, the likelihood is that the case in the male in Qingdao, there's probably only one, and, you know, it's been reported as 56 and 57 years old, and it's likely that that patient did die in January, because that's what the characterization sheet says from the Guangdong CDC, and it's noteworthy because that's a written report that accompanies the sequence that has all the authors' names on it. It was done by the Guangdong CDC on a case in Guangdong, and in fact it's the only high pass sequence that they have made public. So the likelihood that they would make a grand total of one high pass sequence public, and it would be and would have that rather glaring error of calling the patient dead when the patient was still alive, and 2 weeks after they published that, to not, you know, make any corrections. The corrections are relatively easy for them to do. It's their characterization sheet, so they can in fact go in and edit that and change. You know, if he's really 57, they could change his age from 56 to 57. But more dramatically, if the patient is really still alive, which is what WHO in Beijing said in their most recent update, then, you know, they should put, you know, instead of dead for status, they should put in hospital or critical condition, as opposed to saying the patient's already died. So I would say that death, your report is accurate, and then frankly, that would be a known outcome. And there would be four cases with known outcomes, regardless of whether there's a fifth case who's 57 years old and critical. There's not an outcome on that one yet. That patient's either going to get discharged or that patient's going to die. So critical in the hospital is not in the outcome category. So in the outcome category, there'd be four cases with three of those four outcomes is death. And even the case that there was discharge, her sister died. So that was still part of a cluster. And in all likelihood, based upon the other cases that died, it's likely that that case also does have a PB2 mammalian adaptation, and it's probably E67K, which is the case for all the other ones. So that's just a quick update. It's not clear, how forthcoming reports are going to be on these fatal cases, because in reality, the symptoms are pretty similar to the low path in humans. There is a relatively high case fatality rate, even the low path is. It's about half or, a quarter of what it is in the, and the high path is still in like the 30% range, and the symptoms are going to be pretty similar. And so simply looking at the condition of the case, the patient, or even the outcome of the patient, isn't really going to address whether it's high path. that would be addressed by looking at the actual sequence. And how many of these cases that actually are sequenced, it's really not that clear. There's certainly not that many sequences that have been released. There was one flurry of sequences, about six or eight sequences that were released 3 or 4 weeks ago. And then these high-pass sequences are much, you know, more recent, and there are now a total of 4 of them from humans, and those 4 human sequences, all 4 have Cambi flu resistance, all 4 have the identical polybasic cleavage site, and 3 out of the 4 have E627K. The one case that doesn't have E627K is the one that did survive and was discharged. And there have been actually 7 poultry sequences, or environmental, which based upon the OIE report would indicate that those all came from live bird markets, which according to the OIE report have since been closed. Those were all earlier collections. Those were collected in November and December. And in contrast to the 2 key changes in the fatal cases, the bird sequences did not have Cambi flu resistance, and only one of them had the PB2, but the one that had the PB2 did not have E627K. So 1 out of 1 of the bird sequences does not have the mammalian adaptation in the polymerase gene, and 7 out of 7 and 9 sequences did not have the Cambi flu resistance, but 7 out of 7 of the H7 sequences, in fact, do have the polybasic cleavage site. So that pretty much wraps things up. One other correction, the podcast yesterday at one point referred to the 2 sequences or / potentially 2 cases and King Dog as being 46 and 47. That's incorrect. They are 56 and 57. So the two sequences from that area are both male, and they're both male in the mid-50s, and the two reported cases in that formed a cluster in Zhao King are both female, and they're 43 and 45, and then the one case that had been exported out of Guangdong, a businessman from Taiwan who had gone to Guangdong on business and then developed symptoms when he returned to Taiwan. And up until last night, where he was in critical condition, he has since died, and he's a 69-year-old male. And so there's you know, two sequences, at least, in mid-50s. One reported is dead, the other is critical, but it may really be one case is dead. And two in earlier 40s, one discharged and one just died, and one case in the late 60s who travels to Guangdong but is from Taiwan, he has died also. So it's a very high case fatality rate. Hopefully there'll be more information on more cases. It's likely that some of the other Guangdong cases that have been reported recently, in fact, also have the high path based upon the fact that all of the known human cases, whether it's 4 or 5 of them, either lived in Guangdong or traveled to Guangdong, and all of these high path bird sequences also have been from Guangdong. And the full sequences have different constellations, and they're in different locations in Guangdong. They're all on the A7N9 map, and they're all color-coded black to indicate that they're the high path. And the ones that are of the flask are really the sequences, and the ones that have a person, if the skull and crossbones, that's a fatal case. If it's just a person, then that's a case that is been is either in the hospital or has been discharged. And that's pretty much it. As Ryan mentioned, things are changing fairly quickly with regard to this high path. But right now, the number of human cases is 4 or 5, and the number of deaths is 3, with potentially, if it's really 5, one case that's in the hospital still that's in critical condition as of February 22nd, as indicated in the WHO report. And so that's it for today. A little quick update.
Okay, well, thank you for the information, as always. Listeners can always go to recombinomics.co for all the latest information. Again, it's updated all the time, and we do expect the situation to continue to evolve rapidly as it has been doing. So thank you for today, and everyone have a nice day.